Good evening, radio fans. Welcome to Transition State. I'm your host, as always, Adam Smiley. Let's hear from something awesome. Let's hear the Crobots.
Take you on a mall shot. I wanna watch you try and close your wall. I wanna buy a little new stock. Come on, baby, show me how you let it drop. Well, tell me all about the certains and all the silly ways you get around. And I'll tell you about my highways and all the woes and all the stories. Well, hey, baby, baby, baby. Hey, baby, baby.
je n'en sais toujours rien.
And we're back. That was Catherine Leduc from her album Rookie. The song was Il faut se lever le matin. We're all hearing that now because we're all back to school, aren't we? This is the first broadcast of Transition State during the school year, which I have class tomorrow morning, which is why we heard that song. Wasn't it nice? Before that, we heard Doo-Wop Sessy Sessy by the Crobots. I guess that's a title for a song. Anyway, it's pretty catchy. I'd like to congratulate the Crobots on finishing their EP. The title is Dave Has Run Away. Dave's Run Away. It took them a long time. I know they were working on the mastering of the thing for a long time, but I think it paid off. There's just the right amount of cowbell, which is really, you know, the vital ingredient for any album these days. Anyway, we're going to hear some more music. What would you like to hear now? Oh, next we're going to hear something very exciting. It's Tanya Tagak.
Who are you to comment on who I am? What the fuck, man? Fucking prick. Oh, yeah? Since when? Who the fuck are you, fool? You'll see. Fucking coward. You're a fucking hater. Fuck out of here. Enjoy hating, you prick. Oh, good, you fucking idiot. You fucking with the wrong guy. Sucks to be you. Better watch yourself. Real talk.
Beaver Hour. Tuesdays at 11 p.m. Pacific Standard Time with your host, Emma Rawson.
Rawson. Rawson. Rawson.
Spanish conquistadors, who invaded Peru in the latter part of the 16th century, discovered that the indigenous Incas of this area used a preparation of the bark of a rainforest tree to treat fevers, especially malaria. The Jesuit priests accompanying the invading force collected large amounts of this bark and used it to prevent and treat malaria. The bark was shipped back to Europe, where it became known as Jesuit bark or Peruvian bark and gained great fame as a treatment for malaria. The trees responsible for this biological activity are of the genus Cinchona, which produced the quinolone alkaloid quinine, first isolated in 1820 by the French pharmacists Pelletier and Caventoux. The structure of this compound was not known, however, until 1908, and total synthesis was only achieved in the mid-1940s. The pure compound was used extensively as an anti-malarial and was a template for synthetic anti-malarials such as quinacrine, chloroquine, and mefloquine. Resistance to these agents, particularly chloroquine, has become increasingly widespread, in particular through removal of the anti-malarial from the cell by plasmodial membrane-bound efflux mechanisms, resulting in a low intracellular, ineffective concentration of the drug. Interestingly, quinine is active in many cases against chloroquine-resistant malaria, and there has been increased use of this drug. It is thought that quinine and other quinolone antimalarials exert their effects by binding to heme, a degradation product of hemoglobin. This heme-quinolone conjugate is toxic and leads to death of the parasite. In the absence of quinine, heme is converted into a polymeric form known as hemozoin, or malaria pigment, which is non-toxic. Plasmodia are highly adaptable organisms, and at present there is a need for new antimalarials to counter multidrug resistance in Plasmodium falciparum. Quinine also has a use as a treatment for night cramps in the elderly and is added to Indian tonic water, where it imparts a bitter taste and a brilliant fluorescence under UV light. Quinidine is an isomer of quinine and has different configuration at the positions marked asterisk in figure 6.59. It was observed that patients suffering from malaria who also had atrial fibrillation were cured of arrhythmias by quinine and quinidine. Quinidine is used to treat type 1 cardiac arrhythmias. Isn't that interesting? We're going to hear more about the isoquinolone alkaloids, but first, here's a little more from Tanya Tagak. We already heard Uja, and now we're going to hear Uming Mak.
Mm-hmm.
And we're back. Within the alkaloids as a group, the isoquinolines have had a profound effect on human society as agents for pain relief and as drugs of abuse. In particular, opium, which is rich in morphinane type isoquinolines, has been used for millennia in the treatment of pain and as a narcotic substance, and arguably no other substance has caused so much human misery. Opium is the gummy exudate of the unripe capsules of the opium poppy and contains more than 30 alkaloids, of which the major components are morphine, codeine, thebaine, papaverine, and noscapine. The majority of opium, which is produced for illegal drug use, originates from the so-called Golden Triangle of Burma, Laos, and Thailand. When the British conquered the area of Bengal, now eastern India and Bangladesh, in the late 18th century, they discovered an area rich in opium fields, and as at that point in time there was a huge demand for Chinese tea, the opium was used as a form of currency. Unfortunately, the addictive nature of opium was not well known, and many Chinese became addicted through smoking the crude drug in opium dens, which were also a part of London life in the 19th century. This generated a huge social problem and resulted in war between Britain and China, resulting in China having to cede land, including Hong Kong, to the British. Morphine, derived from the name of the Greek god of sleep Morpheus, possesses both a basic tertiary amine and an acidic phenol functional group. These groups allow morphine to be readily purified by acids and bases. Pure morphine was produced in the 1880s and was rapidly recognized as an excellent analgesic when injected, despite its addictive properties. Morphine is readily converted into the drug heroin, diamorphine, by acetylation of both hydroxyl groups using acetic anhydride. Much has been written on the destructive nature of heroin as a drug of abuse, but this agent is highly useful in the management of pain, particularly in patients with terminal cancer. Why morphine should dramatically affect analgesia in humans was a mystery until the discovery that we also produce a natural endogenous morphine-like substance, endorphin, which acts at the same site as morphine and is a pentapeptide. This molecule, named metenkephalin, met being the terminal methionine residue, and enkephalin being derived from the Greek for in head, has a portion that shows striking similarity to morphine and explains why both molecules bind to the opiate receptor. Morphine is used as a centrally acting analgesic and as a smooth muscle relaxant. Codeine is the phenolic methyl ether of morphine and is widely used as an over-the-counter analgesic and a cough suppressant. It is formulated with other analgesic agents such as aspirin. Both morphine and codeine are the most important analgesics for the management of moderate to severe pain. A number of semi-synthetic morphinanes have been produced as analgesics and cough suppressants. These include folcodine and dihydrocodeine. Morphine was also used as a template for other analgesic agents, including pethidine, which is one of the most widely used synthetic opiates. Thebaine is the starting point for the synthesis of many agents, including codeine and veterinary sedatives such as atorphine. Papaverine is an antispasmodic and is formulated with some analgesics such as aspirin. It is also used as a treatment for male impotence, and its activity as a calcium channel blocker led to the development of verapamil. Apomorphine is prepared by heating morphine with concentrated hydrochloric acid and has recently been shown to be of use in the treatment of Parkinson's disease, as this compound is dopaminemic. Papaveritum is a total alkaloid extract of opium containing 85% morphine, 8% codeine, and 7% papaverine, from which the minor alkaloid, noscapine, has been removed as it is genotoxic. Papaveritum is used as a pre-medication. Indigenous peoples of South America use a variety of arrow poisons for hunting purposes, of which curare is a strong muscle relaxant. This poison is prepared from plants of the family Menispermaceae, notably Chondrodendron tomentosum, which kills by paralysis of the muscles required to breathe. The major active component of this species is the isoquinoline tubiocurarine, so named because the curare poison was carried in bamboo tubes prior to use. Curare is a quaternary salt and as a chloride has found use as a muscle relaxant in surgical procedures. The compound was also a template for the development of other muscle relaxants, of which atracurium is an excellent example. Ipecac is a shrub indigenous to Brazil and produces rhizomes, which are underground stems, that were used by the indigenous peoples to treat diarrhea. The main alkaloidal components of this species are emetine, psychotrine, and cephaline. Ipecac was used to treat amoebic dysentery, but the side effects, vomiting, nausea, and severe gastrointestinal disturbance, stopped its use. However, it is used as an emetic in the form of a syrup to induce vomiting after poisoning and drug overdose. In addition to its emetic and amoebicidal properties, emetine is an expectorant and is added to many cough medicines.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the UBC and Kitsilano area at
The Australian Boot Company, Banyan Books and Sound, The Bike Kitchen, The Cove, Dentry's Pub, Displace Hashery, Limelight Video, The Eatery, Fresh's Best Salsa, Gargoyle's Bar and Grill, Lotusland Tattoo, Nuba Kitsilano, Prussian Music, Rufus's Guitar Shop, and the UBC Bookstore.
Wow, it sure does pay to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or go online to www.citr.ca.
Keep smiling, keep shining, knowing you can always count on me. For sure.
Thank you.
And we're back. That was some very nice tunes by Pink Moth. We heard River Song, and we also heard Tenderizer, which I thought was nice. Next, we're going to hear some more cool music. First, you're going to hear me change a CD. How's it going out there in Radioland? All right. We're going to hear some Alejandra Rivera. The album is La Boca. And the song is I Want.
Just a little.
And we're back. Like the isoquinolines, the indole alkaloids are a very important source of bioactive compounds. Snake root is a shrub common to the Indian subcontinent. It has been used as a panacea in the Ayurvedic system of medicine, with uses described for the treatment of snake bite and madness. Reserpine, the major component of the species, was used as an antihypertensive agent, but due to side effects of neurotoxicity, cytotoxicity, and depression, it is now not the drug of choice. British missionaries working in the Calabar coast area of West Africa reported that criminal trials were conducted using the Calabar bean. The beans of this plant are highly toxic, and when an individual was accused of a crime, they were forced to consume an extract of the bean. This practice was trial by ordeal and accounts for the other name for the Calabar bean, the ordeal bean. Should the individual live, then they were innocent of the crime, but death indicated guilt. The margin between innocence and guilt is probably a result of the completeness or incompleteness of extraction of the toxic chemicals in this plant. The toxic component of the species is physostigmine, which is an inhibitor of acetylcholinesterase, resulting in an enhancement of the activity of acetylcholine, which is degraded by acetylcholinesterase. There is interest in this compound in the treatment of Alzheimer's disease, in which a low concentration of acetylcholine in the brain is observed. Synthetic compounds based on physostigmine include neostigmine and pyridostigmine, which are used to treat myasthenia gravis, which is a rare disease characterized by severe muscle weakness. Poisoning through contamination of rye grain by fungi, in particular by Claviceps purpurea, has been described since the Middle Ages. This fungus produces dark-colored structures, sclerotia, known as ergot, on rye plants. These structures are rich in indole alkaloids. The poisoning from ingestion of bread made from contaminated grain is highly unpleasant, with victims complaining of burning, fire-like sensations throughout their extremities, and of vivid, highly colored hallucinations. These poisons can cause massive constriction of blood vessels, leading to blackened limbs and gangrene. This condition became known as Saint Anthony's fire after the saint who spent so much of his life meditating in the fire-like heat of the Sinai desert. Because bread was the main staple diet in the Middle Ages, it is likely that this condition was widespread, especially as the damp surroundings in which grain was kept are conducive to the growth of fungus. Ergot was used as an obstetric preparation in the 1500s to shorten labor during childbirth. It contains several groups of indole alkaloids, such as the ergometrine type, which have simple amide side chains, and the ergotamine group, which possess complex amino acid-derived side chains. Ergometrine is an oxytocin used to expel the placenta after childbirth or to increase contractions. This compound also acts on the pituitary as well as on the uterine muscles. Ergotamine was first used in the 1920s for the relief of migraine and is still used today. It reduces vasodilation, which can occur in throbbing migraine headache. The ergot alkaloids were used as a template for the semisynthesis of bromocryptine, pergolide, and cabergolide, which have use in neurological disorders such as Parkinson's disease. Excuse me. Ergot can cause hallucinations, and the hallucinogenic drug of abuse, LSD, lysergic acid diethylamide, is structurally related to these compounds. Many of the psychoactive compounds, including LSD, are structurally related to tryptamine, as certainly are the harmine and harmaline alkaloids from Paganum, Harmala, and the Yahe or Ayahuasca preparations, which are prepared by the Amazonian shaman. Ayahuasca is used in part as part of the community rituals of some Peruvian groups to preserve their traditional ways and to promote bonding and the establishment of social order. Ibogaine, from iboga, is hallucinogenic and anticonvulsant and has recently been studied as a treatment for heroin addiction. Psychoactive indole derivatives are even found in amphibia, notably in the skin of species of the genus Bufo, which produce bufotenin. Mushrooms of the genera psilocybe are known to produce psychoactive substances such as psilocybin, which is a phosphate salt in the fungi and is converted into psilocin in vivo. The Aztecs of Mexico revered certain fungi as the flesh of the gods and gave it the name Teonanactl. The reverence for these mushrooms is presumably attributed to the profound hallucinogenic effects they exert, and in Europe, many related species, such as the Liberty Cap, are collected illegally for recreational use. These fungi are colloquially referred to as magic mushrooms, but as fungal taxonomy is highly complex, there are risks of collecting poisonous species, and the outcome may not be magic at all. The most important alkaloids of the indole group are the anti-cancer agents vincristine and vinblastine from the Madagascar periwinkle. These are complex bisindole dimeric indole natural products present in small quantities in the plant material. Vindicine is a semi-synthetic derivative which is also used clinically. These compounds are used for the treatment of Hodgkin's lymphoma, acute leukemia, and some solid tumors, and are dealt with in further detail in Chapter 8. Strychnine and brucine are intensely bitter indoles from the seeds of Nux vomica, or vomiting nut, which is a tree indigenous to India. Preparations of Nux vomica were used as a stimulant tonic until the middle of the 20th century. However, these compounds are highly poisonous. Strychnine is used as a rodenticide, and they are responsible for occasional poisoning incidents. They are of historical interest only in pharmacy and are now used as research tools.
Attention class, settle down. My name is Chris Connolly from the band Hot Panda, also known as your professor. Let's get one thing straight. If there's some of you that think this class is going to be a walk of the cake or a flop about in the park, you are sadly mistaken. Half of you will drop out. And the other half of you will wish that you were dead. If I could offer any advice to those of you still hell-bent on attempting to pass my class, it would simply be to keep your radio tuned to CITR 101.9 when you're in Vancouver.
The European plant, deadly nightshade, produces hyoscyamine, which occurs in the plant as a racemic mixture. This mixture is often referred to as atropine. The generic name of the plant refers to Atropos, the ancient Greek fate who, in mythology, cut the thread of life, and Belladonna, meaning beautiful lady in Italian, and refers to the use of the juice of the berries of this plant by ladies in the 16th century to dilate the pupils of their eyes, which was considered an attractive feature. Hyoscyamine is an anticholinergic and also has been used to treat acute arrhythmias and to dilate the pupil of the eye for ophthalmic examinations. Semi-synthetic derivatives are also used, such as tropicamide, which are less longer-acting. Hyoscyamine also occurs in other species, notably henbane and thorn apple, together with hyoscine, also known as scopolamine, which is the epoxide of hyoscyamine. Hyoscine is widely used as a pre-medication prior to operations to dry up secretions produced by inhalant anesthetics and reduce nausea caused by the opiates. It is also a component of travel motion sickness preparations. The drug of abuse cocaine comes from the South American plants Erythroxylum coca and Erythroxylum truxellense, which grow at high altitudes in the Andes of Colombia, Peru, and Bolivia. As with heroin, this drug causes much misery and is a highly addictive CNS stimulant. Medicinally, cocaine has limited use as a local anesthetic in ear, nose, and throat surgery and in the control of severe pain for patients with terminal cancer. The calistogenes, typically calistogene B2, are nortropane alkaloids, nor meaning lacking a carbon, which lack the N-methyl group of the tropanes. These compounds are widely distributed in the plant kingdom, particularly in the families Solanaceae and Convolvulaceae, which include a number of fruit and vegetables, for example, tomatoes. The calistogenes, are currently of interest as inhibitors of glycosidase enzymes, and they may have potential toxicity when ingested. The xanthine alkaloids are probably the most widely known and used group of alkaloids, being constituents of popular daily beverages such as tea and coffee. Coffee contains the xanthine or purine alkaloid caffeine. Typically, a cup of instant coffee contains approximately 50 milligrams of caffeine. The caffeine content is appreciably higher in Turkish or Arabic coffees, which are highly concentrated and may contain up to 300 milligrams of caffeine per cup. Caffeine is a CNS stimulant and is a component of ProPlus, a highly popular product amongst students to counter fatigue and drowsiness. It is also a diuretic and is used in combination with analgesics. Together with caffeine, theophylline and theobromine are minor components of tea. Theobromine also occurs in cocoa. All three alkaloids differ only in the number and position of methyl substituents around the xanthine ring system. Theophylline is a diuretic, and its derivatives, for example, aminophylline, are used to relax the smooth muscle of the bronchi for relief of asthma. The only member of this class that is of pharmaceutical merit is pilocarpine from Jaborandi, a tree common to South America. Pilocarpine is a cholinergic agent and is used to stimulate muscarinic receptors of the eye in the treatment of glaucoma. In the eye, this compound and derivatives, salts such as the hydrochloride and nitrate, cause pupillary constriction and relieve eye pressure by facilitating better ocular drainage. Currently, there is interest in this class of alkaloid as muscarinic agonists in the treatment of Alzheimer's disease. Alright, radio fans, well, that's going to do it for Transition State this week. I hope you enjoyed listening in and finding out about alkaloids, and I hope you're enjoying these tasty jams. This, by the way, is the Kaitami remixes from EastFan. These guys are awesome, hey? We heard Safe House Anthem featuring OSC, the Hando Jin remix, and right now we're listening to Kiss and Tease, the Marcus Visionary remix. Next, we're going to hear the Kiss and Tease DJ Thistle remix. And I'll also remind you that for the complete list of tracks that we played, you can always check our website at citr.ca. The show is Transition State, and you can see the names and titles of all the songs we play. So here's that remix. Until next time, radio fans, just stay pharmaceutically sound.
There was a time when beaver lodges like this one and the busy beavers that build them had almost disappeared from Canada because of over-trapping. But the beaver, who will always be associated with Canada's early days, has been reintroduced into many areas and it's made a successful comeback. The beaver builds dams because he has to store
CITR
in water deep enough not to freeze. With all the wood cutting that the beaver has to do, it's fortunate that his incisor teeth never stop growing.
Last call for the alcohol. You're already pissed and you're hitting the wall.
take another drink, making your nose pink. Get up, now you're ready to fall. Now everybody in here is ready to cheers. Have another shot and have another beer. You gotta get the order in for the last call. Raise up your glass, now do it with me here. Now what you gonna drink? I have a drink with you.